what brought me to Brattleboro. Yeah. I mean, I lived here a while ago, but to be honest, I just got out of prison.
Yes.
In federal, and I wanted to start all over, so I came to Brattleboro to try to do it over. So I started at stayed at the Overflow for a little bit, and then I got asked for a case manager from the drop-in, and after they gave me Effie, and my life's been a lot better since. At first, I ended up being a retreat a couple of times because I have some depression, and I'm really dealing with a lot of that, mental health issues. Yep. And now she got me an apartment over in West Brad on Western Ave, so it's really nice at the Village Green. But I changed a lot. Actually, I never was really wanted anything. I really never wanted to be clean because I'm honest, I'm a really recovering addict.
Yes.
And I haven't used in a long time. I haven't used in almost a year. I feel better, and I actually got honest with everybody. I mean, the only person I got to get honest with today, and I'm going to get honest with my probation officer today, because, I mean, I can do everything that I've tried to do to stay to change my life and stay clean, but if I don't get honest, I'm going to fail, and I don't want to fail.
Yeah.
So I can't be clean if I don't come clean. When we get out, when people get out, that's why they end up on the streets, because they don't have no family left, they have nowhere to go. To get into like a halfway housing, you have to go through rehab and all that. And then some of them, like addicts like myself, we get so frustrated, we just use and don't really care anymore, and we end up either homeless or we end up dead. When you get out, you just get frustrated because you're out, you have nowhere to go, and you just go back to what you're used to doing, hustling or getting high or stuff like that. And the drop-in centers helped me so much. I'm really grateful to them. If I didn't ask to get a case manager, I'd be on the, I don't know, I'd probably be back in prison right now. I'm too old to be back and forth. I've been doing it since I was a kid because I came from a bad household. My household was really one of the bad households that you hear about. So I went on the street. I've been on the street since I was 14 years old. That's all I'd known how to do was live on the street. I survived. I was a survivor. I went to the school of hard knocks, I call it, because I grew up on the street. That was my schooling. I stopped going to school at the age of 14 because I have bad days like everybody does, but I know how to work through them now without using drugs or, hustling to get money. I messed with a little bit of marijuana maintenance for a little bit, but that's just still another drug to me right now. But
I was just thinking about that today. You know, I mean, we just need to know what addicts us. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It could be alcohol. I mean, we have alcohol, it's legal, and yet people have ruined their lives, and you know what I mean? We just have to know.
And I don't talk to my dad anymore because the guy's done so many bad things to me, a lot of bad things, so I don't associate with him anymore because it's too much anxiety.
So you make your own family.
Too many memories.
I
have a lot of new family around here that I've found, some people that I know that are really there for me, that don't want nothing from me, and I don't want nothing from them, but just support, and that's what we give each other.
Yeah.
I'd like personal anxiety disorders where if I go shopping, I can't even be in a store until after, like, midnight or when everybody's gone. So I shop at Price Chopper after hours because if I'm around crowds of people, I think they're talking about me, they're breathing on me, that's what kept me on the street most of the time. I never really asked for help because I didn't think anybody could understand what I was going through, but they did. And everybody should come together and try to do something. I know that there's no miracle for stop homelessness, but what I want people to know is they got like a thing of what a homeless person looks like.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, the person that walked by you wouldn't think was homeless, is homeless. Some people just don't understand there's not a persona for what a homeless person should look like, what a drug addict should look like.
Yeah.
Your next door neighbor you think that's your best friend could be an addict and you wouldn't even know it, but